بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك لم يكونوا معجزين في الأرض وما كان لهم من دون الله من أولياء يضاعف لهم العذاب ما كانوا يستطيعون السمع وما كانوا يبصرون.
Verse number 20. Such people cannot escape from Allah in this world if He wills to send down a punishment on them, and they have no protectors beside Allah who could stop the punishment of Allah from reaching them. Their punishment on the Day of Judgment will be increased, because they turned away themselves and turned other away from Allah's path. In this world, they were not able to hear the truth and guidance and accept it, and they did not see the signs of Allah in the universe in a way that was beneficial to them because of their strong aversion to the truth.
أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون.
Verse number 21. These are people who have lost themselves, heading towards their own ruin through associating partners with Allah, and the partners and intercessors they have invented will abandon them.
لا جرم أنهم في الآخرة هم الأخسرون.
Verse number 22. It is certain that on the Day of Judgment, they will be the greatest losers. Because they exchanged faith for disbelief, the afterlife for the world, and mercy for suffering.
الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأخبتوا إلى ربهم أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون.
Verse number 23. Those who have faith in Allah and His messengers, and who do good actions, are humble and fear Allah. They are the companions of paradise, where they will live eternally.
مثل الفريقين كالأعمى والأصم والبصير والسميع. هل يستويان مثلا؟ أفلا تذكرون؟
Verse number 24. The examples of the two groups, the disbelievers and the believers, are firstly like the blind who do not see and the deaf who do not hear, where it is the disbelievers who do not hear and accept the truth, and do not see in a way that is beneficial to them, and secondly, like someone who can hear and see, where it is the believers who can both hear and see. Are these two groups the same in their state and in their qualities? They are not the same. Will you not consider how truly different they are to each other? When the turning away from the faith by the idolaters became clear, Allah consoled His Prophet, peace be upon him, saying that he was not the first who had been rejected, and then he mentioned the stories of other prophets who had been treated in a similar way.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Verse number 25. I sent Nuh, peace be upon him, as a messenger to his people. Nuh told them that he was sent to warn them about Allah's punishment. Whilst making very clear the message, he had been sent to them with,
ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم أليم.
Verse number 26. Nuh called his people to worship Allah alone and not to worship any besides him. because he feared the punishment of a painful day for them.
فقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه ما نراك إلا بشرا مثلنا وما نراك اتبعك إلا الذين هم أراذلنا بادي الرأي وما نرى لكم علينا من فضل بل نظنكم كاذبين.
Verse number 27. The nobility and leaders of Nuh's people said that they would not respond to his call, saying that he was no better than them, being a man like them, and that they only saw the least important people among them following him straight away upon a simple suggestion, without considering carefully or examining the situation. They said that the believers were not more noble or wealthy than them, nor did they have a higher rank than them, which might make them worthy of being followed by them. Rather, they considered them to be lying in their claims.
قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وآتاني رحمة من عنده فعميت عليكم أنلزمكموها وأنتم لها كارهون.
Verse number 28. Nuh asked his people to tell him whether he and the believers would be able to enter faith into his people's hearts against their will if he had a clear proof from his Lord showing that what he said was the truth and that they must believe him. They would be unable to do so, because it is Allah alone who gives people faith. Beneficial points. 1. The disbeliever does not benefit from his hearing or his sight in a way that leads him to faith, so it is as if he does not have them at all, unlike the believer. 2. Allah's custom with the followers of the messengers is that they are largely poor and weak, while their adversaries are largely important people and leaders. 3. The verses demonstrate the pride of most of those who are important and are leaders who look down on others.
وَيَا قَوْمِ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَالًا إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُو رَبِّهِمْ وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ.
Verse number 29. Nuh told his people that he did not ask for any payment for the delivery of his message. His reward would only be from Allah. He would not drive away the poor among the believers, who the disbelievers asked to be removed from his company. They will be meeting their Lord on the Day of Judgment, and Allah will reward them for their faith. Nuh said that he saw them as people who did not understand the reality of what he was calling them to when they asked him to drive away the weak people among the believers.
وَيَا قَوْمِ مَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ طَرَدْتُهُمْ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 30. Nuh asked his people about who would be able to protect him from Allah's punishment if he drove away these poor believers unjustly for no crime. Would they not reflect and strive for what was best and of most benefit to themselves?
وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ وَلَا أقول إني ملك ولا أقول إني ملك ولا أقول أقول للذين تزدري أعينكم لن يؤتيهم الله خيرا ولا أقول للذين تزدري أعينكم لن يؤتيهم الله خيرا الله أعلم بما في أنفسهم الله أعلم بما في أنفسهم إني إذا لمن الظالمين.
Verse number 31. Nuh told his people that he would not say that he had the treasuries of Allah, which he could spend on them if they believed, and he would not say to them that he had knowledge of the ghaib. He would not say to them that he was an angel, because he was a human like them, nor would he say of the poor people, whom they scorned and thought of as inferior to them, that Allah would not give them success and guidance. Allah knew best their intentions and their states. If Nuh claimed any of these things, then he would be among the wrongdoers, deserving of Allah's punishment.
قالوا يا نوح قد جادلتنا فأكثرت جدالنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين.
Verse number 32. Nuh's people said to him out of stubbornness and pride that he had debated and disputed long enough, and told him to bring them the punishment he had promised them, if he was telling the truth in what he claimed.
قال إنما يأتيكم به الله إن شاء وما أنتم بمعجزين.
Verse number 33. Nuh said to them that he could not bring the punishment upon them, and that only Allah would bring it to them, if he willed, and that they would not be able to escape from the punishment of Allah, if he willed for them to be given a punishment.
وَلَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ نُصْحِي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَنْصَحَ لَكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُغْوِيَكُمْ هُوَ رَبُّكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
Verse number 34. Nuh told them that his advice and counsel would not benefit them if Allah willed that they be led astray from the right path, and if he willed to leave them without guidance because of their stubbornness. He was their Lord, and it was he who had control over their lives. So he would lead them astray if he willed, and to him alone they would be returned on the day of judgment, when they would be repaid for their actions.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ إِنِ افْتَرَيْتُهُ فَعَلَيَّ إِجْرَامِي وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُجْرِمُونَ.
Verse number 35. The disbelief of Nuh's people led them to claim that he had made up something about Allah with this faith that he brought to them. Allah told his messenger to say to them that if he had invented it, then he would be a wrongdoer and the punishment of his crime would fall upon him alone. And if they rejected the truth he brought them, out of stubbornness and pride, then they were the wrongdoers, and he was not responsible for their crime in any way, but was innocent of it.
وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون.
Verse number 36. Allah revealed to Nuh that none of his people would believe except those who already believed, and he told him not to be saddened by the rejection and ridicule over the many years.
واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون.
Verse number 37. Allah told Nuh to build the ark under his observation and protection, and with his inspiration, he taught him how to build it. He told him not to address him with a request to give time to those who wronged themselves through their disbelief. They would be drowned, inevitably, in the flood as a consequence of persisting in their disbelief. Beneficial points. 1. Someone who calls to Allah hopes for a reward from Him alone. 2. It is forbidden to drive away poor believers, and they must be treated with generosity and honor. 3. Knowledge of the ghaib is Allah's alone. 4. Debate and argumentation with those who deny the truth is religiously legitimate. 5. Advice will not benefit someone if Allah does not will for them to be guided.